Welcome to Go Play in the Dirt, a health and wellness podcast where we discuss the importance of biodiversity and its impact on our gut, also known as the microbiome, overall health, soil, and community. I'm your host, Lauren Bryson. Let's go play. A wise man once said, "Loyal to my soil." Shout out to E40. This podcast is called Go Play in the Dirt, but it should really be called Go Play in the Soil. The health of our soil, the health of humans, and the health of the planet are all intricately connected. Do you know how critical soil is to our very existence on Earth? I want to start by defining the difference between soil and dirt. The definition of dirt is a filthy substance, such as mud, dust, or grime, that generally does not contain any minerals, nutrients, or live ecosystems. The definition of soil is the upper layer of earth in which plants grow, a black or dark brown material typically consisting of a mixture of organic remains, clay, and rock particles. Soil contains live ecosystems of microscopic organisms. Basically, soil is living, dirt is dead. When soil starts to disappear, ecosystems will follow suit. If we do not protect the health and biodiversity of soil, we will not be able to grow food. Soil is key for food security, as crops cannot grow on dead ground. Healthy soil is key for life on Earth. The long-term benefits of managing soil health, did you know soil has a microbiome? Is similar to managing your own microbiome health. Balance is key. Soil creates food, fiber, and water for life above ground, and also brings carbon out of the atmosphere and detoxifies pollutants. Soil helps to regulate the Earth's climate and stores more carbon than all of the world's forests combined. Healthy soil absorbs water and carbon dioxide via photosynthesis. Soil brings the carbon dioxide down into a living plant and back into the soil where it belongs. This is called biosequestration. This is why cover crops are so important. Cover crops are crops planted to support soil health rather than for being harvested. Basically, plants and microorganisms can pull down and remove carbon dioxide from the atmosphere and store it back into the soil. Unhealthy soil releases water and carbon dioxide. This is called desertification, aka land that is turning into desert. Desertification is related to climate change. It is also tied to the refugee crisis. People are pushed off their land due to desertification since they cannot grow food and is a contributor to the refugee crisis and mass immigration across borders. According to a study published recently in Earth's Future, since farmers began tilling the land in the Midwest 160 years ago, 57.6 billion metric tons of topsoil have eroded. A rough calculation of current rates of soil degradation suggests we have about 60 years of topsoil left. Topsoil is the uppermost layer of soil, usually 2 to 10 inches deep, that contains all the nutrients and microorganisms. The world needs topsoil to grow its food. It is clear our current farming practices are not sustainable. So, what damages soil? Pollution, conventional farming practices such as tilling the land and using pesticides, and deforestation. The degradation of soil health has a lot to do with modern agriculture practices, such as using glyphosate, the most widely used pesticide in the world, an active ingredient in Roundup on growing crops. This leads to a loss of biodiversity in the soil. It is estimated we spray more than 4.5 billion pounds of glyphosate in our food, soil, and water. The CDC recently reported that up to 80% of people in the world have glyphosate in their urine sample. There have been dozens of peer-reviewed studies that show the negative effects of glyphosate on human health, soil health, and animal health. The EU has banned the import of all American grains due to glyphosate use and harm to humans, animals, and ecosystems. How can we support healthy soil, healthy crops, and healthy humans? Biodiversity is the way forward. The principle of regenerative agriculture is key. We need to work with nature, not against it. The use of different pesticides, herbicides, and fungicides on our crops damage nature and our health. Regeneration has many definitions. The way I like to define regenerative farming and agriculture practices is a holistic approach to growing food that works with nature, not against it. Regenerative agriculture practices include reducing tilling of the land, using cover crops, rotating crops, using compost on the soil, and by letting livestock graze freely, healthy cows release microbes in their poop that support the soil microbiome. So, my friends, what can we do? This is just the surface, the topsoil, of a deeply important and complex topic. It can also be a very overwhelming topic, but a major goal of mine is to educate you and empower you on what you can do today. Ask yourself, who grows your food? How was it grown? How long has it been in transit? How long has it been in the refrigerator? Next up, start a garden. A garden is a great place to support your health and contribute to regenerative agriculture. If you have the space, I invite you to plant some fruit or veggies in your yard. If you do not, that is okay. Even if you live in an apartment, you can still grow your own food. You can grow vegetables in 5-pound buckets. There is a great resource called Gardening with Goo that is linked in the show notes and gives you all the pro tips. You can also have little pots of herbs on your windowsill. Everything counts. You can shop locally. You can eat seasonal produce. You can start composting. Compost is food for the soil and helps support the environment. You can educate yourself. I linked a ton of resources in the show notes, specific studies. Also check out The Farmer's Footprint and the documentaries Kiss the Ground and The Biggest Little Farm. You can also share this episode with a friend. Education is power. So my friends, your homework, plant a tree, start an herb garden, plant some veggies in a 5-pound bucket, and as always, go play in the dirt. Thank you so much for tuning into the show today. If you enjoyed today's episode or have been getting value from this podcast, can you do me a quick favor? Head on over to iTunes and leave a rating and review. When you leave a rating and review, it tells iTunes to spread the word and tell more people about this podcast. And I am on a mission to get the word out. Make sure to subscribe to stay updated on new episodes, which drop weekly on Thursdays. Head on over to laurenemersonwellness.com, where you can find all of the show notes and transcriptions. I cannot wait to connect with you in the next episode. But for now, go play in the dirt.